With SRN News, I'm John Scott. National Weather Service meteorologist David Ross says parts of the country are getting some warmer weather moving in.
Areas of the southern plains that had been near below freezing, if not at times below zero, for about 8 or 9 days until fairly recently, are expected even today behind a cold front to be in the 30s and 40s. So that's already substantially milder.
Rain was expected to continue pushing across the Gulf Coast on Thursday and Friday. Also at SRNNews.com, Donald Trump wins the New Hampshire primary by a convincing margin, his second straight victory in his quest for the 2024 GOP nomination. But Nikki Haley is vowing to fight on and stay in the race. The former president's sex abuse defamation trial in New York is postponed for another day, along with his expected testimony.
The former president has another day off to celebrate his win of the New Hampshire primary before court is set to resume. On Monday, a juror felt sick and was told to take a COVID test. The defamation trial against Trump will determine how much in additional damages he will have to pay writer E. Jean Carroll. She was awarded $5 million in the first trial by a different jury that found him liable for sexually abusing her in the 1990s and then defaming her, Trump denying any wrongdoing, calling her a liar. Julie Walker, New York.
An Alabama inmate scheduled to be the first person in the U.S. to be put to death with nitrogen gas is waiting to see if he'll receive a last-minute reprieve from federal courts in his bid to halt the execution. Alabama intends to execute 58-year-old Kenneth Eugene Smith by the never-used method of nitrogen hypoxia on Thursday. Stocks higher, the Dow up 13 points. This is SRN News. Most Americans do not look to the church for solutions.
A lot of congregations are trying to become more involved in their local communities, but a new poll from the Barna Group finds only about 1 in 5 people think the church has any role to play in addressing the primary problems besetting their towns or cities. The vast majority of Americans look to elected officials for solutions to the most pressing problems. After that, they're most likely to look to themselves and their neighbors. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A church in Ohio suing after its pastor was charged with violating Sydney ordinances when he opened up the sanctuary around the clock for homeless people and others to find shelter. Police have filed 18 charges against Pastor Chris Avell. They allege that the rented church building in the small city of Bryan was violating the zoning ordinance. Avell has pleaded not guilty to these charges. This is SRN News. The Colombian Navy has intercepted its first narco submarine of the year.
That 46-foot-long homemade craft carried some 800 kilos of cocaine, all of it in small packages about the size of bricks. They were stamped with scorpions or Mexican flags. A spokesman says last year, Colombia's Navy captured 10 narco submarines. Vast majority of the drugs were destined for the United States. Jason Walker reporting.
China, the world's biggest exporter, says it's deeply concerned about tensions in the Red Sea, with the attacks by Houthi rebels that have upended global trade by forcing many shippers to avoid the Suez Canal. China calling for a halt to the harassment and attacks on the civilian ships. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.